Well, I thought they were really good in the first, and we got a little bit quicker, kind of settled into the game. But it was one of those games that everybody needed to be good at one point or another. So Connor Hellebuck was really good in the first and made a couple of good saves. It keeps it at zero. Our penalty kill was really important there in the second as well, and then got the offensive going, all four lines in on the game. All the defensemen at different point. You know, we didn't have a power play tonight, so we had to grind some of those goals out. I thought you're leaving the bench and you're going through your names of your team about, you know, preparing to skate tomorrow, who needs to skate, who doesn't, kind of thing. I got through the list and thought everybody had a piece of that one.
What do you think of the response to the Gibbons goal by your group?
I didn't think it changed. Like, I thought we were going kind of like that at the start. Like, the second period especially, we got up to our speed. I think they were quicker, a little quicker than we were in the first, and then we were just a bit quicker than they were in the second, and that was the difference.
A good example for Kyle Connor, like raising that, going to the dirty areas,
yeah,
just
like
a simple net drive.
There's a big difference in that player in 1 year time, keeping his game simple, making the plays when they're there. I think when Mark and Blake are great mentors for them, because it's also what they've gone through in their career. With the speed and skill they have, there's always more complicated or more creative things that you might be able to do, but simplicity with speed. We got a real nice net drive on that play. There's a good set of hands that drives it. You know, Scheif drives it down, but Blake and Scheif do that so well on that side of the ice. Just go to the net.
What can you tell us about the severity of the injury to Enstrom?
Nothing, but I'll be able to tell you more tomorrow.
Paul, it was discussed earlier in the week, Matt Hendricks and Matthew Perreault having some chemistry,
yeah,
granted a number of years ago on another team, but is there really something to that? It certainly looked the case tonight with each feeding the other.
What it looks like, and this is watching them interact and practice and kind of around, you've got two veteran guys that value enjoying the game, like all parts of it. So they're excited when the game starts. Both got big smiles. One's a bit more of a snarly guy, but they both play kind of hard on the puck. They can make plays. They just enjoy. They're fun to have on the bench because they're wired start to finish, and I think they just like playing the game, and they're not worried about the minutes. They're just going out as hard as they can. They're chirping all the time, keep the bench up. It's fun.
And when you can roll Matthew Perreault on the so-called fourth line,
oh,
3 points now in his two games back, what does
right.
that do?
Without a power play tonight, it makes that line dangerous where you stop calling them four. You know, each line has a little bit of an identity now. They do something a little bit different. There's great speed in the Scheifele line. There's some real good skill and creativity with Brian. There's a real good heavy grind. Lowry again tonight, a lot of shifts in the offensive zone, hard on the puck, and like Joel Armia is kind of rounding into his game. He's got a good stick. That line knocked a lot of kind of loose pucks down midair in the neutral zone and then countered really quickly, so they each seem to have a little bit something different they do.
And last one, not unlike the Philadelphia game the other day, Dustin Byfuglien threw a couple big checks,
yep,
sort of early in that game. Did you see that as maybe getting the team going like
well,
it did the other day?
That man changes the game, right? He is, I'm trying to find a different word than impact based on it sounding like a pun, but his ability to finish plays like that, it, at times, will change the attitude of the forward. You know, there's a lot better place to go sometimes than in Dustin's corner, and that affects the game.